in the interior, where there were some really remarkable successes in exporting classical cities in the Roman age, in the interior, cities changed there as well. We have several excavations or surveys which have been undertaken, and they indicate that in many ways the populations returned to the patterns of the Iron Age. Roman cities had spread out into the open areas. There were no need for walls because the Roman emperor had secured peace. What happens in the Byzantine Dark Age is the populations return to citadels. There's several dramatic instances of this in Cappadocia on the plateau. One is at a site known as Madan Shahir. It's a town just north of Karaman today. It's probably the classical city of Barata, which was a classical town that had a number of impressive Christian churches, which were examined in the early part of the 20th century. And that city was just too exposed. And what happened in the course of the 7th and 8th century, the population moved up. It's about a half a day's walk. To an upper city, which is in the crater of an extinct volcano called today Karada, Black Mountain. And boy, it is intimidating. When you stand up from a high point and look down on it, you can see how intimidating it is. It's clearly a Byzantine settlement resting on an extinct volcano. And the population simply moved up there and fortified and abandoned the city, which was down in the plain, which was much too exposed. Another example comes from Çanakkale, which has been very carefully surveyed and has now been proved to be a Byzantine site of the Dark Age. Many have thought it was a monastic community, and that's an error that's being rectified. And that community, too, seems to be a city that was relocated from the plain, it's near modern Aksaray today, up into a defensible mountain. And there, many of the churches as well as the living quarters are carved out of the living rock. And you get this combination of freestanding sculpture, architecture with rock-carved dwellings. The dwellings are very much those of a lord. You have a central area with a table. You have a small chapel on the side, kitchens. And you could really envision in a site such as Çanakkale, the kind of lords and heroes described in the epic I mentioned earlier of Diogenes Akrites holding court there, adorning his central hall with various tapestries and rugs. But the whole impression you get when you look at the site at the upper city at Madan Shahir or at the site at Çanakkale is a much more claustrophobic type of city. There aren't the great public buildings. There aren't the wide areas. The main architectural feature is a church. And these churches, while they imitate the churches of Constantinople, are far more modest than the churches of the late classical period, that is, of the 4th and 5th century. And so the change is extremely well documented. There are some remarkable towns in eastern Cappadocia where they built, in effect, underground cities. Rather than going up to high points, these are temporary refuges where, as the peasants and the towns, the villagers can go underground, roll great millstones in place, and allow the Arab raiders to run over their farms and go farther. They're usually going farther west towards the cities of the shore of Ionia. And when the Arabs leave, they can come up again. And then when the Arabs return, being pursued by the Byzantine theme armies, they could go underground. And we have a number of these in eastern Cappadocia. They're found each year, usually by some unfortunate farmer who falls through and, you know, all of a sudden there's 11 levels of Byzantine occupation. Some have tried to associate these with the Hittites, but they really do seem to be largely Byzantine construction. These were all ways of coming to terms with the fact that life is now much more grim, much tougher, and militarized. And the peninsula of Asia Minor witnesses this change. Even the Greek language spoken at the time reflects this change. Increasingly, the Byzantine Greeks, the residents of Asia Minor, don't refer to their cities as a polis, the city-state. They refer to them as a castron, which is a really interesting term for two reasons. First, it's a loan word from Latin, castra, camp. It's a military camp, a fortified position. And boy, does that capture the essence of what's happened in the Middle Byzantine world and in Asia Minor. The changes in the Dark Age also had major repercussions for religious life and for social relationships. In the course of battling the Muslim invaders, battling invaders in the Balkans, seeing their capital under siege, watching their cities of the plains or the shore being sacked, the Byzantines themselves, the residents of Asia Minor, went through a real crisis of why is this happening? Why are we, the heirs to the classical tradition, true Christians and believers, the heir to the Roman political legacy, why are we under such pressure?